gone through, looked at all the big news stories really from the week, just to give everyone an update on what's going on in the world of UFC and what kind of thing to look out for. So the first thing I wanted to touch on was UFC Fight Night 82 took place at the weekend. It was supposed to be UFC 196, of course, with a UFC heavyweight title. As we talked about this actually when I was on the show last time, but there was injuries, so that fight got scrapped and they made it a Fight Night card instead and put it on Fight Pass. So the event, in the main event, Stephen Thompson fought the former UFC welterweight champion Johnny Hendricks. I mean, this is the guy who's gone 5 rounds with Georges St-Pierre and he's done 2 5-rounds with Robbie Lawler. Stephen Thompson actually beat him in just under 4 minutes, which was really, really impressive. He got a TKO stoppage and he's really put his case forward now to be the new number one contender to face Robbie Lawler. And it's interesting because Lawler's game is stand-up and Thompson's got one of the best stand-up fighters in the world, pound for pound. So it makes for a very interesting possible title fight. And I think there's a good chance we're going to see that sometime this year. I think after beating Johnny Hendricks like that, he will become the new UFC welterweight number one contender. Also on the same card, we had relatively unknown Mickey Gall make his UFC debut. He won in 45 seconds. And why that's big is, of course, he come off the Dana White's show, you know, looking for a fight on YouTube. And he's now set to face Phil Brooks, also known as WWE superstar CM Punk. So that's going to be CM Punk's first opponent.
Well, is he going to make that because of his back injury?
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, just after the fight, you know, we're all talking about the fact they're now going to be fighting each other, and then probably, what, within a day after that, CM Punk's come out and said, I now need back surgery, so that's going to be delayed again.
Yeah, he's been tweeting pictures of it as CM Punk. He's tweeted a picture of himself in the hospital, just getting prepped for surgery, so something has definitely happened there, but we don't know how long it's going to take him out for so far.
No, I mean, he's an aging superstar, isn't he? He's put his body through a lot with his WWE day. So who knows how long he's going to be out for. And I wonder whether Mickey Gall will wait for him or whether he'll face someone else. I don't know what's going to happen now. I suppose we just need to kind of watch this space, really.
Mm.
So other headlines then from that particular fight, there was obviously from that fight night, the other winners on the card, just running through the winners, Roy Nelson, Ovince St. Preux, Joseph Benavidez, Misha Sukarnov, who actually broke his opponent's jaw with a modified choke, stroke, neck crank. It was literally, you could hear the jaw pop as he put it on. Oof. That was quite nasty. Mike Poyle, Josh Burtman, Derek Lewis, Justin Scoggins, Diego Rivas, who won with a flying knee, and Alex White all picked up wins at the weekend. The UFC awarded the following post-fight bonuses. Each fighter gets $50,000, which is, of course, always nice on top of your wages. So Mike Pyle and Sean Spencer got Fight of the Night. Performance of the Night, of course, Stephen Thompson after his spectacular win over Johnny Hendricks and Diego Rivas, who won with a flying knee. Other headlines from the week, then Henry Cejudo. Cejudo has been given the next title shot against Demetrius Johnson in the flyweight division. He's undefeated, of course, and Demetrius Johnson has been dominating the division for a long time and is considered by a few as pound-for-pound number one, so it's going to be a good fight. And former number one contender Joseph Benavidez has gone on record and stated he doesn't feel that Cejudo deserves a title shot, so he wanted to fight Cejudo for the next title shot. So that he was a little bit disappointed to hear that had been announced, but Henry Cejudo will be the new number one contender, and he's got an Olympic background in wrestling and boxing, so he's going to be a very tough fight for Demetrius Johnson. The UFC have also announced their headliner for their UFC Fight Night 86, which takes place in Croatia, so that's another UFC card in Europe. And it's going to be the former UFC heavyweight champion, Junior Dos Santos. And he's going to be taking on the informed Ben Rothwell, which is going to be an interesting fight because Ben Rothwell's been on a really, really good run as of late. And that's all the big news this week in the UFC.
So that's all the big stuff from UFC this week. But what is going on a little bit closer to home? Obviously, the Almighty Fighting Championship coming up. I can't believe, you know what? We were talking about this at the tail end of last year, weren't we? Obviously, when we sorted everything out with what's going on with TV Yorkshire, and we're going to be down there and could not wait for this. It's now the middle of February, and it is so close, isn't it, your first event?
Yeah, it's getting very exciting, and we're working really hard on putting a good fight card together. We've actually got now a total of 12 fights, and I'll just quickly run through. That's what we've got confirmed so far. So that's really exciting. So it's the Almighty Fighting Championship. It takes place at the Leeds Town Hall on the 2nd of April, so we're less than 2 months away now. We are getting really, really close. So far, we've got 3 professional bouts confirmed. In our main event, we're doing the four-man flyweight tournament. We've had a little bit of a twist in that now, which I'll let you all know. So we've got Danny Mitten versus Sam Halliday. And the winner of that was due to face the winner of Sham Hack and Sam Creasy. Unfortunately, Sham's got injured and he's had to pull out of the fight now. So we are currently looking for a replacement for Sam. We've had a few people who have put their names forward and we're just going to go through the options and get the best possible matchup to make it the best fight possible. We want the best of the best because they're going to be fighting for a title. The winner of this will fight for the title in July. So we are currently working on a new opponent. We've also got two of the professional bouts confirmed. We've got Ubi Rahman versus Javon Morrison and Tom O'Brien versus David Stone. Some good local fighters there. So that's always good to get people on from in and around Leeds. You always want to come and support your hometown fighters. We've also got 9 amateur fights booked now. We've got Maniac Pan versus Steve Briggs. We've got Warren Mason versus Abdul Chowdhury. We've got Ryan Craven versus Mark Grubick. We've got Cheryl Flynn versus Louise Hiller. Always nice to see women being given their place as well and being given a shot. We've got Adam Butterworth versus Joakim Sharp Bergerson, who's actually flying in from Norway for the fight, which is pretty cool. We've got Nathan Allen versus Khalid Patel. We've got Nige Tunningley versus Rory Goodison. We've got Ray Skellison. He's also facing someone from Norway. It's Frederick Sujoli. And McCauley McHale versus Ben Porter. Tickets are now on sale, which is great. So you can either purchase them from myself or Stephen Mayer. Contact us on Facebook. Or you can contact them if you know any of the fighters that are fighting. Make contact with them and purchase through the fighters because then that's how they make their money, of course. So contact them and you can buy tickets through them. We've also got tickets at the Shooters Bar as well, which is just opposite the town hall. So if people want to pop down to the Shooters Bar, they can go and purchase tickets from there as well because it's an event that is not to be missed. We've got all those fights confirmed so far. We are currently working on 2 more professional bouts. That gives us that gives us 14 fights, but we're looking to get between 15 and 20, so we're still working on more as well.
It's going to be an amazing event, this. And just looking at the countdown on your website right now, 49 days, 23 hours, 14 minutes and 45 seconds, roughly, until this event kicks off at Leeds Town Hall, 2nd of April. Just looking at your website as well, you'll be able to find all the details on there. It's on mightyfc.com or come over to us here at radio or tvyorkshire.co.uk with all the details on there.